in Guildford, which sits at a busy junction, is hoping to get a new grant which will help them to tackle air pollution. Sandfield Primary School is based by the junction of York Road and Stoke Road, and they're now going to install measures like living walls, green screens, and also carry out tree planting around the perimeter of the site. The idea is that it will act as a natural shield to the emissions from idling and passing traffic. The school has been working with the local charity Zero Carbon Guildford and the University of Surrey's Air Pollution Research Lab. And Kate Collins, who is the head teacher at Sandfield Primary, joins me now. Good morning, Kate. Now, how bad is the road pollution at the moment?
Well, it was really interesting because during the pandemic, obviously, all the traffic ceased, and we have monitors all around the school that the university do, and it showed actually very, very low levels. But obviously, since everything is upping again from the pandemic, road traffic is back to where it used to be. We've got idling traffic, especially during arrivals and departures at the school gates, and our air pollution levels are absolutely increasing again. So it's really essential for our school to have this green infrastructure to protect the health and the well-being of our Sandfield pupils and staff.
Yeah, I can imagine this must be a real concern to staff and parents as well.
No, it absolutely is, and especially we've got all the children all keen every day to come into school through those our Sandfield gates, and you've got just traffic back to back along that Stoke Road and York Road. So I think for us it will be a fantastic achievement for the school to have our green wall.
Oh, it's certainly, and one, it'll look gorgeous as well, won't it? So you've joined forces with Zero Carbon Guildford and the University of Surrey's Air Pollution Research Lab. How did this come about?
Well, I think the University of Surrey, you know, particularly Professor Kumar's team, have been instrumental with this because they've been monitoring the levels of air pollution at Sandfield for many years now. And it's always been a vision to create this green wall. And we were very lucky that a grant became available from Reclaim that we applied for with the university, with Carbon Zero, Sandfield Parents, and also the Surrey County Council as well. So it was a whole team of people applying for this grant, which we were absolutely delighted with, and we won substantial funding. We won £40,000 funding for our green wall for more research to be done as well.
So where did you say this money had come from?
It comes from Reclaim Network Plus. So they actually have funded nearly £400,000 of projects all around the UK. So, and people bid for funding. So we put in a bid as a local group called Co-Green for this wall. And we were very, very lucky that we won £40,000 of that funding.
Yeah, well done and congratulations. I imagine it's probably quite hard work applying for the grant as well. So I'm glad it all worked out. Can you tell us about the kinds of measures? Now, we mentioned about a green wall. What does that look like?
Well, we're going to have sort of different parts of our green wall. Some of it will be ivy screening, some of it will be a living wall with all different types of plants in, and this is where we want to get all Sandfield children involved, because each child will have a section of the wall that they will plant up themselves, so they're going to be instrumental in our construction of our wall.
How lovely, and also every day they can come in and see the changes and as
Absolutely.
It grows.
I think it's going to be a real legacy piece.
Yeah.
And they can say, you know, I was there, and they're going to watch the green wall be constructed. There's so much that we can get. We've got a fantastic eco team led by Mrs. Grant, and they're really keen. They're going to be working with our green screen provider to select the right plants for our living wall as well. So there's a big education piece. Get all our Sandfield children involved and families as well.
Yes, I can imagine the job of watering is going to be quite a challenging one as well.
Oh, no, it's not going to be automatic.
Oh, perfect. Oh,
we're not leaving anything to chance.
No, I don't blame
you. All be automatic, yeah.
And also you're going to be planting more trees as well.
Exactly, so that we'll have an area of ivy screening and then areas of living wall with all sorts of plants which will provide colour and biodiversity and equally some more sort of hedging and different trees as well. So there's three different types to our green wall, which will make it really interesting.
Yeah, and you'll be attracting more wildlife as well, won't you, into the school?
Absolutely, and amongst the living walls you can put all sorts of insect houses and studies, so the children will be able to get out there again and be more with nature, which is fantastic for well-being.
Yeah. No, it sounds like a great project for the school in many ways, not only making your air cleaner, but also just fun for everybody to get involved in.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that, you know, we're building something, it's a real legacy. We're building something that will be there for Sandfield moving forward and for, I think, anybody involved in this project, the community, our parents and families, the children. It's something, I think, to feel really proud of, that we will have created a real sort of flagship green walls to inspire other schools in urban areas as well to think, look what we can do. And I think the university, I think Professor Kumar's team, they've installed these walls already in Lambeth and they've seen a 44% decrease in air pollution.
Oh, fantastic.
So that will be fantastic for the health and well-being of our pupils.
Oh, Absolutely. Definitely. Now, are you going to be posting sort of, you know, we can follow these phases on social media?
Yeah, it'll
media.
Be on our school website, definitely. So we'll each, and the green wall actually is amazing, the construction. It will happen within a week. Lots of it all comes pre-done already. So it's going to be a fantastic week, which we will take lots of photographs of and share them so you can actually see it in real time. It's going to be really exciting. We're so excited.
Yeah, that'd be good to follow the progress. So when does it start?
Well, soon. Soon. I know it's going to be soon because we want to get it all done really for the spring because that's the best growing time.
Yeah.
So we're just deciding now, but we've had sorts of ideas come in, so we'll decide. We want to get it going as soon as we can, really.
Yeah. Oh, well, it sounds wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's very exciting as
well. No, it's fantastic. I must thank, you know, obviously the university, Ben from Carbon Zero. We've got fantastic sample parents that have got involved in Reclaim. It is a real... and the eco team of our school as well, and Mrs. Grant, it's been a fantastic, fantastic community project.
Oh, well, thank
you. And also, one little mention I have to say is for the Guildford and Send Rotary Club. They've given us a donation towards it as well, towards all the plants for the Living Wall. So they're involved as well. So big community project, I think, for Guildford.
Yeah. Certainly is. Oh, thank you so much. There's Kate Collins, who is the head teacher at Sandfield Primary School. It sounds wonderful, doesn't it? Look forward to following the progress on that one.